So one thing I want to look at this morning is faith in the resurrection. There's one thing that sets Christianity apart from all the other world religions. It's not the charisma of Christ. It's not where he came from. It's not his demeanor or the things that he did while on this earth. I know that those things matter, but there is another reason that Christianity is set apart from all the other religions. Muhammad did not raise from the dead. Buddha has not raised from the dead. Any of the other religious figures, even Moses and Abraham, as much as they were regarded as fathers of the faith, they did not raise from the dead. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. And that is what we build our faith on as a Christian. Because if he raised from the dead, he said that to us that he would raise our bodies from the dead. And there are several things that we're going to look at as we go into this. But one of the things that I want to point out, and I'm sure that it gets pointed out later, is that if the body that goes into the ground is the body that raises from the dead. Otherwise, the devil would have been able to hold out that he had something on us. That when our bodies went into the ground, that Christ wasn't able to pull those out. And who we are, because this is who we are, that the devil was able to hold some of that back. The Bible tells us that Christ came to redeem the whole man, body, soul, and spirit. He didn't come just to make us nicer people. He didn't come to just make us eternal people. He came to redeem us from everything that corrupted us. And we have to ask ourselves, if Jesus Christ did not raise from the dead, then where is his body? You see, throughout history, there's a lot of people that say different things, and you can read in commentaries, you can read in other aspects of literature, you can see reasons of what happened to the body of Jesus. But when we look at it, in actuality, there was only three people that could have had the body of Christ at that time. That was the Romans. They were the occupying power. And certainly what they say went. I mean, my heavens, they had him crucified, and that couldn't be stopped. The Jews, who hated Christ, who had money and influence and power to bribe the officials, or the apostles who followed him, who said this man was somebody. There's no other people that could have had that body of Christ at that time. And so we're going to look at those to see and try to squelch the arguments, because one of the things that we do is our faith has to be built on something. Just because the Bible says he raised from the dead, well, there's a lot of people that don't believe in what Scripture says. And Scripture always gives us proof with what to believe. We don't just say, well, you got to believe. The Bible tells us those things that are true, those things that are right. 2 Timothy 2:17 through 18, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. If the resurrection is not understood, or I get you to a place where you no longer believe in the resurrection, and there's a lot of people that say that Jesus raised, but he only raised as a spirit, that's a damnable teaching. The Bible says that not understanding the resurrection, if I mirror that truth, if I don't show you what Scripture says, it could overthrow the faith of some of you. The resurrection is very important to a Christian. And there's proof that God raised Jesus from the dead. See, at the death on the cross, only three people could have taken the body of Christ. And we went over this. The Romans, the Jews, or the apostles. No one else could have had the body of Christ, could they? I mean, the Syrians and the Persians, they didn't sneak in. The Arabs didn't sneak in and take his body, did they? These were the only three people that had access to the body of Christ when he was nailed to that cross, when he was taken off the cross and put into the ground. Let's look at the Romans. If the Romans had the body, they would have produced it, for the teachings of Jesus were causing trouble for them. There would have been no reason if the Romans would have taken the body of Christ. This would have only fueled the fact that people said, He is raised from the dead, there's no body. They would have taken that body and they would have thrown it out in Times Square in front of everybody and said, there is your risen Savior. There's His lifeless body. No one can say that this man raised from the dead. There's the nail prints in His hands. There's the nail prints in His feet. This is the body that was hung on the cross, and this man has not raised from the dead. They would have done that because the teachings that was going on with the apostles, it was causing unrest with the Jews. And so here was an occupying power that wanted peace. Because see, when people start getting upset, it causes problems for the Romans. They don't want that. That's one of the reasons why they crucified Christ. They thought that this would put it to rest and let the Jews go on and serve their God and leave everybody alone. But that's not what happened. See, Scripture bears witness to this. Acts 16:20 through 23. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Then the multitude, the Romans, rose up together against them, which was the Jews. And the magistrates tore their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them secretly, securely. See, these apostles that were going around teaching the risen Christ, it was causing problems with the Jews. The Jews were causing problems for the Romans. It was a big mess. So if the Romans would have had the body, they would have produced it because it would have silenced these apostles and everything would have went back to normal for the Jews. Fact is, the Romans never produced the body. And later in history, in the time of Constantine, he commanded that the Christian faith be the religion of Rome. I just want to stop there. If the Romans had the body, they would have never followed a religion that said that Christ raised from the dead. Here was the emperor, and this was only about 300 years later. So if the powers that be, the emperor, had commanded that the body of Christ be stowed away somewhere, then this man would have known it. He would have never said that we need to follow this religion of a risen Savior when we have the body, when we have the bones. It wouldn't have made sense. The only faith then or now that claims their Savior rose from the dead. If the Romans had the body, why would the Romans have followed Christ knowing He did not rise from the dead? The only answer that we have is that they didn't have the body. So of the three, we know that the Romans, the occupying power that had control of everything, did not have the body of Jesus Christ. How about the Jews? You see, if the Jews had the body, they would have produced it, for they did not want to lose their place of authority to this man's teachings. These people dealt with Christ. You see a progression. At first, they didn't really attack Him that well. They didn't really come against Him really harsh because they feared the people because they looked at Christ as a prophet. And so they didn't want to come against Christ too much because they didn't want to upset the people too much. The Jews did not want to lose their place of authority in the people because the Romans didn't care about the Jewish religion. They didn't care about anything that they did or didn't do. It was only the people that revered them with respect. And there's not a lot of people that want to walk into a room where nobody's happy to see you. But when these Jews walked into the room, they made way for these people and they made sure that they sit in the nicest seat. And these Jews liked that. Scripture bears witness to this. John 11:47 through 48. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, What shall we do? For this man works many signs. And if we let him alone like this, everyone will believe him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. You see, these people, if they would have had the body, then they would have produced it because they were afraid that this man was going to come and take their place. They didn't want their place to be taken away. They liked where they were. They would have had the most to gain by producing the body of Jesus. The fact is, they never produced the body, ever. In all the lines of the lineage of the Jews, throughout time, as the temple fell, and all these things were happening, John was exiled to the Isle of Patmos, and the apostles had been killed, never once did they produce the body of Jesus. Because this utterly destroyed their religion. They had a place that they had a place of authority in the eyes of the world. We were just reading it this morning. David came in, and people knew that David represented the God Almighty. They recognized this man. They recognized this nation, and they feared this nation. But nobody wanted to have that taken away, and the fact was they never produced the body. Matthew 28:11-15. Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priest all the things that had happened. When they had assembled the elders and counseled together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, tell them his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. You see, those centurions that guarded the tomb of Jesus. You know what would happen with a Roman soldier if the prisoner had escaped? Now, this was a dead man, according to them. But if he had escaped, you know what happened? They were killed. So these people were guarding a dead man behind a rock, and yet he wasn't there. So the Jews used their place of money and authority and power and said, look, we'll take care of this with the governor. You just tell them that we came and took the body, and we'll make it all go away. And if the governor gets upset with you, we'll make it right. The fact is, the Jews never produced the body of Christ. But it is reported today that they still did that, that they came and took the body. But if they would have had the body, then they could have put all of this to rest with the apostles saying that Jesus had raised from the dead. They would have produced the body and said, here is your Savior. Here is your risen Christ. Now I'll hear no more of this. Let's go back to the Jews being the only people of God and not these Christians. But they never produced the body. So the last on our list is the apostles. Now these were scared men. They feared for their own lives. After Jesus had died, they locked themselves in the upper room for fear of the Jews. They were afraid that now their Savior had died, the man that they had followed for 3.5 years. They were afraid that someone was going to come and kill them because they had caused all this problem and they had backed this man, and now all of a sudden he was dead. And so for fear of the Jews, they locked themselves in the upper room. Yet shortly after the death of Jesus, something changed in these men that took away the fear of even death. John 20:19-20. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, Sunday, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Now that's how we know that the body that goes in the grave is the body that raises from the grave. The devil will take nothing from you. Christ will give it all back. And that's very important because we don't want to lose any of what we think we are. And God's not going to let that happen. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Here was the person that they had served. Here was the person that they had followed. They had spent nights with the teaching. They had watched him being escorted away by the Jews. They watched him be crucified. And they thought, it's all over. It's all over. My heavens, when the women came and knocked on the door and said that Jesus had raised from the dead because the tomb was empty, they said that they were crazy. Jesus told him he was going to raise from the dead. So they believed, but they didn't believe. It's a tough place to be. But these people, for fear of the Jews, they locked themselves in the upper room. And then all of a sudden, they started going out to the malls. They started going out in city squares. They started going out, and I'm using the examples for us today. It would be like standing in the middle of Valley View Mall and started preaching Christ when they said, anybody who preaches in this man's name, they are going to die. These people did not fear death any longer because the man that they had served, the man that they had taught under, they saw him be laid to rest, and there he stood in the midst of them and said, peace be with you. Touch my hands. Put your hand in my side. And see, we as Christians, I got to bring this up. Thomas was not there the first time. And so when we go over lessons and we go over things, we always want to try to make sure that people are here so they don't miss anything. But Thomas wasn't there when this original happened. And you know what? He missed Jesus because he wasn't there. I don't think Scripture ever says what was so important that kept him away, but he wasn't there. So when Thomas came back and he says, I won't believe it unless I put my hand in his side and see his hands for myself. And then there was Jesus. He come before him and he said, hello, Thomas. He said, put your hand in my side. He said, feel my hands. And the only thing that Thomas could do was fall at his feet. And he said, my Lord and my God. Jesus raised from the dead. And as we go about our life and we're concerned about our jobs, our family, how people like us, they don't like us, what we might say, what we don't say, we have to realize that death has no hold over a Christian. Because he also told Thomas, he said, blessed are you because you see and you believe. He said, but more blessed are those that do not see, yet believe because of you. You see, those apostles gave us something. They gave us an eyewitness account of Jesus Christ raising from the dead. And if there is anything that we can believe in Scripture, it is what they wrote about the man that caused their death. Because they could have stopped. They could have went back and just went back to their boats, went back to their tent making, went back to all the things that they were before Christ came, and nobody would have bothered them. If they had the body of Christ, that's what they would have done. They would have hid Jesus for the shame of being embarrassed about who they were and what they had done and they were so wrong. But they didn't do that. They watched. And this right here says, the passage that we read a minute ago when it said in Matthew that this is a saying that's reported until this day. Matthew was not wrote during the time of Christ. Matthew was wrote 20, 30 years later. Matthew was not wrote when Jesus was living and somebody pinned it down, and when they said this is a common thing that the Jews came and stole the body. This took a while for this to happen. So when these apostles started going out and started teaching Christ, they saw their friends die. James saw Peter and Paul lose their head by Nero. He didn't stop. It come down to where all the apostles were dead and here was John left. And he didn't stop. And they exiled that man to the Isle of Patmos so that he would just go somewhere and wither and die. And God came to him and he wrote the book of Revelation. These men did not have the body of Christ because if they did, they would have not have done the things that they did that they passed on to us. Those terrorists that flew those planes into the towers in 9/11, they did that because they believed that their God wanted them to destroy us. They did not fly those planes into the towers because they knew that their God didn't exist and it was all a lie, and they were just going to do it because somebody told them to. These apostles went out because they saw the resurrected Christ. And so if anybody, we can say that Scripture says that Jesus raised from the dead, but Scripture gives us proof that Jesus did raise from the dead. Because if He did not, someone would have produced His body. Because I got to tell you, if there's one thing that people like to do, and you get a room full of 10, you're going to find 8 people this way. If there's one thing people like to do is tell you, I told you so. So if somebody had that body, they would have produced it and said, see, I told you He wasn't nothing. Because people love to make you feel that way. But Jesus did not raise from the dead. Jesus' body is not hidden somewhere. He is alive and at the right hand of the Father. Death seemed to no longer have a hold on these men. James was killed by the sword. Peter was taken to sit and wait for death. And John, seeing all this, did not stop preaching Jesus, but later was exiled to an island prison to slowly just waste away and die. God has given us proof of the resurrection because He knows that there's going to be things in our life that are going to create great struggles. And there's going to be things in our life that we're going to be faced with that's life and death. We live in a country that gives us some sort of freedoms. But there are places in the world where that is not the case. And there are people who know that if they preach in the name of Christ, that they're going to lose their heads. Is it going to come here? Why not? 200 years ago when this country was founded, 230, 40 years ago, whatever it was, when this country was founded, would we have thought we'd have been where we are today? With the people that left a nation that gave taxation without representation, that the people in governing authority didn't care about the people, and then here we come to a place where it's been less than 300 years and we're right back where we started. When those people wrote that Declaration of Independence, when those people wrote the Bill of Rights, when those people wrote the Constitution, these people wanted a better life for us. Would we have ever thought that we'd have been where we're at today? So why would we think that God is holding out this nation above all others for all the pain that they go through? It's going to happen. And what's going to be your decision when you're faced with life or death to make a stand for Jesus Christ? How about your kids? Satan is cruel. And all he wants is for you to destroy your faithfulness. And Jesus looks you in the face when you're reading Scripture and He says, though you die, yet you shall live, because just as I was raised from the dead, I will raise you from the dead. And see, we can look and we can read, oh, it's just the Bible and all this. But tell me, if someone would have had the body during this time, would they not have produced the body to silence the people? They certainly would have. We all have to make decisions in our life, but anyone who denies the resurrection based on the evidence given, they don't want to see, because if they saw what this man did and they saw that the pain that he went through for you and you do nothing about it because you don't want to see the resurrection, you don't want to live this life, then you don't want to see it. Because this bothers you. And it should bother you that Jesus died for you and you're not doing anything about it. But people don't like to feel that way. People don't want to be upset. People don't want to upset their lives because they're content with where they're at, and they certainly don't want to think that He bought you. They certainly don't want to think that He owns you. That we live a life of service to the man that died and no one produced His body, because He stands at the right hand of God. And one day we will stand before Him. We all have decisions that we have to make in our life. One of those comes to us. It came to us all at one time of our life or another. when someone said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you will receive the gift of His Holy Spirit." And God said, that is a promise that is made to you. That's a promise that's made to those people there, to the people that their children's children, and the people that are far off. He made that promise to the whole world that He would be there for them. But He asked for one thing in return: our repentance. And our act of repentance is going through that baptistry. So what's your decision as we stand and as we stand?